Talking Business on Radio Q.
Joining me now is Rhonda McAllister, who's the General Manager of 3M Consumer Business Group in Australia and New Zealand, and also Todd Graham, who's the Senior Brand Manager for Post-it Notes. Now let's start with Post-it Notes. It seems to me it's a fantastic example of the fact that you don't have to do something complicated to have a successful invention, which was 1977, I think, was Post-it Notes, and it's you guys have sold an awful lot of them.
We have, yes. It's great. Yeah, it's one of those examples of a great innovation that 3M has come up with. That, yeah, as you said, you know, initially. Probably wasn't designed as the final product, but today, you know, people are using them all over the world in households, business, workplaces. And it's one of those staple items, which is really great.
Has it, obviously it's part of the consumer group that Rhonda runs. Is it a big part of it still? Is it sort of a dominant part of your business, Rhonda?
It certainly is. It's it's one of our key areas of our business that we keep on expanding. So the humble 3M Post-it Note also has a broad range of line extensions, including one that, we've recently just launched that was really about collaboration and creativity, and it's the dry erase, but it's got the Post-it Note adhesive on the back where you can put it on your walls and create. The kids can also color up and with a dry erase marker and erase it. You can put your schedules on there, and also we find that people can use it in the workplace as well. With all the new office designs that are more open concept, and of course there's a lot more digital, we're screening a lot, this allows for the workplace to break out into a little bit more creativity with digital around you. So it enables, you still have the digital around you, but this enables you back to basics with using the dry erase and creativity in the workplace.
So is it fair to say that the true innovation with Post-it Notes and now this dry erase product, it's the adhesive, the chemical formula of the adhesive?
Yeah, we have a really fantastic sort of innovation team at 3M. So the advantage we have in the Post-it brand is that we have a super sticky adhesive, which is much stronger than any other adhesive in the market. It means that you can use Post-it Notes on windows, walls, tables, computers, as opposed to just on paper, which a lot of the other notes are designed for. So our technology means that, yeah, this super sticky adhesive can be used on a range of surfaces. As Rhonda said, this dry erase surface product can be used on windows, walls, tables. It's like a flexible whiteboard solution. So it's a brand new product, and the adhesive is what enables us to sort of allow for all the different usages across the brand.
I mean, obviously 3M is a big company. I mean, it's like, what would it be? It's $25 billion in sales per annum, something like that. Pretty big.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So, but would it be fair to say, is it an oversimplification to say that it's primarily an adhesive business?
Look, we're a wide variety of technologies. So not just adhesives company, we're abrasives company. We have multi-divisions, but certainly within the consumer business, Post-it is one of our core areas of our business. But you'll also see some of our adhesive technology in other products like the Command hooks that we've got, which is a stretchable adhesive release. So yes, adhesive is one of our core technologies, but we've got quite a few. Abrasives is another core technology, micro replication, reflective material. So the list goes on and on. And so really 3M is about taking those technologies into product solutions in multi different ways and across multi different markets, from industrial to safety to the consumer business as well. So we find that the consumer business actually packages a lot of the products that already exist in our industrial areas, whether it be sticky tape, scotch tape, into a consumer retail package product.
Oh, so they're the same. They're the same product, are they? When you repackage the same thing for consumers.
A lot of them, we will take and adapt or make some small changes to them to adapt to different uses. That certainly is. I'm trying to think of an example where we might have the Scotch tape in a transparent format, but then we also have it in a magic tape format, which is easier to release on gift wrapping and things like that. So there's a number of different changes that we make from our core technologies, but it certainly is repackaged from a specification, a difference from the product.
One of the things that stands out about 3M, it seems to me, is that it's a sort of a combination company of research, brand management and manufacturing. You don't often get all of that in one place. And I just wonder whether research is still part of the DNA of 3M. I mean, are your labs still coming up with new formulas, new inventions, that take the business further?
We certainly do. We do quite a bit of innovation in core cities across, you know, US and Europe and also in Asia. We here in Australia are primarily a local sales and marketing subsidiary. We do have technical and labs that would test the products for our local market, of course. So, but yes, we certainly do spend a lot of our time on innovation and taking our core technologies and new technologies to market. But a lot of that is done in core cities across the world where we have some of the larger labs.
And do you still do all your manufacturing yourself?
That's a good question. For the most part, yes, we do. And manufacturing is around the world as well.
Yeah, right. And so what are the kind of challenges that you have in Australia and New Zealand? I mean, are you finding it more competitive now than it has been in the past?
It's definitely a more competitive marketplace. Across any brand, it's definitely a more competitive marketplace. What we've seen in particular in Australia and New Zealand, from my perspective in the stationery market, is the big impact of technology on our product and how our products still sit to be relevant within the marketplace. We've done a lot of studies on the place of paper in, you know, sort of studies and reminders and that sort of thing. We've done some studies out of the US that have shown that you're 42% likely more to remember something if you write it down. So whilst a lot of us might be using iPhones and things for reminders or, you know, writing lists and things like that, there's still a massive place for paper in our market. And we've shown that with the Post-it brand, you know, with our longevity and sort of continuing to ensure that we're relevant to the market. So, it's definitely more competitive, but we just have to find new and different ways to help our products help people.
I mean, her Post-it notes have had a huge impact, haven't they? I mean, talk to us a bit about what sort of impact it's had on stationery and business and homes.
Yeah, it's had an enormous impact. I mean, particularly for my lifetime, I've never known not having Post-it notes. So it seems strange for me to fathom not having them around. But, you know, if you take the technology of Post-it notes out of everyday life, I mean, things would be very different. You know, we find people using Post-it notes for reminders to loved ones on the fridge or to study, you know, for students to sort of learn different subjects, even languages and things like that. So the impact of Post-it notes has been fairly profound across the world, you know, in different languages, different cultures. Everyone has found a use for them. So, yeah.
But everything, Todd, everything's getting disrupted these days. What's the secret to the fact that 3M has managed to hang on to Post-it notes? Yeah, and not been knocked off by somebody else?
Yeah, I think the secret for us has been the innovation. So 3M, as Rhonda has mentioned, is sort of at the forefront of.
But they
innovation.
Seem to be exactly this. They seem to be exactly the same as they've always been.
Yeah, well, that's the difference, I guess. We actually have modified a lot of our technology in the Post-it notes. So we have this super sticky adhesive, which is, you know, a patented adhesive. It's it's quite sort of technical, but it has these microspheres in the glue, which means that it can stick to any physical surface, which is
oh, and that's
you know,
patented.
when you use that technology, you'll find, as opposed to a competitor that might not have that adhesive, it just performs much better. And I think that's been the secret to our success. Once you use the product, you understand that it is a higher quality, and that's been the secret to our success. So,
well, I've just got a post-it note in front of me saying I've got to finish there, so thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks, Alan. It's been great to chat to you.
And you. So I've been talking to Rhonda McAllister, who's the General Manager of 3M's Consumer Business Group in Australia and New Zealand, and also Todd Graham, who's the Senior Brand Manager for Post-it Notes.